Itzel has served Master for a few years now. She's observed the strange goings-on at the ranch. She learned how to survive the harsh, burgeoning West. But when forced to care for Master's newborn after the death of his wife, Itzel finds herself in a struggle against forces from the darkest heart of man's desire. Can Itzel survive the transgression? Pick up your copy of The Transgression by Robert Piatone at MythMart.com and other online retailers. Grace Ketu lives a meager life in a town the world forgot. No water, no electricity, no heat, and definitely no kindness can be found. But she is determined to give her little sister Brooke the best childhood she can. She also vows to protect her at all costs, and cost her it does. One mistake, one moment of enraged passion, and she is thrown in jail for murder, leaving Brooke unprotected. Just when all hope seems lost, a mysterious man offers her a deal she can't refuse. Protection and security for Brooke, in exchange for her loyalty and her life. Grace dies and Scarlet Vulpes is born, a contract killer for the Murder Society. Get your copy from breakout author Jessica Alexandria, available on MythMart and other online retailers.
And now, enjoy this free JZO Modcast show.
Hey there, this is Ralph Garman, and you are listening to the World of Myth Bits. You made an excellent choice.
G'day from SA. This is Tim here with episode 266 of the World of Myth Bits. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 266. I'm hoping that everybody who submitted to magazine issue number 123 has had the opportunity to listen in to my review of that magazine, the February 2024 magazine. Such a bumper magazine, amazing. If you haven't had a chance to think through it yet, do so now. Go straight to www.theworldofmyth.com. You will not regret it. If you're in the magazine, go check it out. Enjoy. If you're not in the magazine, it's an incredible magazine. Bumper, biggest issue yet. Bumper edition of flash stories, poetry, amazing, incredible art, the short stories in all sorts of genres. It's, yeah, just an amazing space, wonderful space for where creatives can share their ideas. And whether you're like a honed professional or just starting out or anything in between, it's there's something for everyone. Speaking of something for everyone, make sure that you also jump on the MythMart website as well. Check out the eclectic collection that is there, www.mythmart.com. Everything by Dark Myth Publications, yes. And the subsidiary of that publishing company. So do not delay. Over your morning coffee, or if you're listening back to this podcast through the website or the Facebook page, please take the opportunity, jump on, check it out, buy something from these amazing, incredible authors, or a T-shirt, or whatever it is that you want to do. Just going back over housekeeping again, nothing new from El Presidente, Mr. David K. Montoya. So I'm jumping in with Robert P. Attoni's chapbook, The Transgression is out now. MythMart.com. The 2023 Grand Prize Open Contract Challenge winner, Adele Evershed. Her book, Supper Rage, also available. MythMart. Jim Bates' novella, Eye of the Beholder, live as well. You guessed it. MythMart. Speaking of the Open Contract Challenge, the 6th annual contest begins on the 18th. That is, like, literally, is it the day that this podcast goes out? Maybe. If you're listening now, it might be today, it might be tomorrow. Make sure that you've got your submissions ready. This is such a great, great opportunity. I've been flipping back through the past winners. It's 5 winners in now. I noticed Walt there. I think congratulations, Walt. I believe that you're still very heavily involved in the Open Contract Challenge. Yes, such a great support for myself when I submitted, and I'm sure for everybody who submitted since Walt's involvement. I'm sure that you're all finding this wonderful man to be incredibly encouraging, very supportive, and for that, I say, on behalf of everyone, cheekily, I say thank you, Walt. But yes, Open Contract Challenge. So go to www.opencontractchallenge.com for more information. Also, those of us who want a free copy of American Smash Hark? Half of one? Dave's got this great idea of like the amazing stuff that he's doing with American Smash and other comic concepts. Check that out. Comic book. Free comic book for Free Comic Book Day. And Dave's actually been reaching out, asking about Australian distribution points as well, comic book stores, where hopefully he can send copies of this amazing, wonderful comic of his to the Australian stores so that people can pick up a comic. And reignite that love for this incredible medium. We also have all the back issues of the World of Myth magazine have been restored, and contributors have been caught up to issue number 102. That's a lot of work. So well done, Dave. A great achievement. And also, I received the other day. And I also, I've jumped on and I've had a look, and I can see that there are so many incredible authors, incredible writers, poets, artists, that this company has had the ability to support, and yeah, I've jumped on. I've checked out the link that Dave shared with me for my own author page. I've checked out Jim. I've checked out a few others as well. It's such a great way to try and market the person. And as Steph's mentioned many times, hey Looper, so many successful writers tell you, it's you write a good book, but then you promote yourself. It's the person that gets marketed to get the interest of the reader. So this is just another wonderful opportunity of how we can get ourselves in the spotlight and try to engage with those writers. Engage with that audience. I thought it was pretty cool. My daughter
And I'll speak more about her this episode. This is actually going to be a general day in the life, aka Tim's excuses of why I haven't done any more reviews this week. That's the theme for this episode. It's a tongue-in-cheek day in the life. Read between the lines. This is my why I didn't do my homework excuse. But anyway, my daughter was saying that she did a big test the other day at school. It was all about creative writing, which that's in my wheelhouse. But she's like, I'm more an artist. Creative writing's not really my thing. So not overly confident with how she's gone with that. But we just encourage our kids to do the best they can and to put the best efforts they possibly can in. And we're proud of them because of that. My daughter was saying that, she mentioned to a classmate that I write and I publish my writing. And this classmate turned around and said, oh, Jim Law, yeah, I think my sister reads, his stories online. So like, that blown my mind to think that there's a kid a bit older than 14, whether they're at school or whether they've left school already, but whatever, regardless, there are people in my local area that know who I am and read my stories and regularly read my stories. So they must enjoy them. I must be doing something right. But yeah, like my daughter's teacher for English, she wants to make use of some of the stuff that I've published as examples for her class learning. And that also just blows my mind. And then the fact that my cousin, who just recently picked up a gig as a high school teacher, he used the introduction, like the foreword for my fantasy novel, The 11th Phone. He used that, the stuff that I sort of talked about, the character Morthos and the experience that he had and what led him to his involvement in the main bulk of the story. James has used that with his class to engage the reluctant readers, but also to challenge those in his class that are passionate and interested about story writing already. So yeah, discovering how much you already know and just sort of just stumbling across the whole people actually know me for my writing, and seem to be enjoying it enough that they're willing to come back and try some more. So that's pretty cool. Just wanted to mention a couple of final things in housekeeping as well. I think the GoFundMe page for the company is still running. Those who have generated most generously, thank you. We can't thank you enough for enabling the company to continue to do what it is that it's doing, to fulfill future plans, future dreams, and not leave it entirely up to poor Dave to sort of fit the bill. I think this is as Dave put it in issue 123 of the magazine, when you do read it all the way to the end. Read Dave's bit, the El Presidente soapbox, I guess. It explains it far better than I can. The just sort of talking about the fact that it's not a desperate plea of help us or we're going to collapse. It's more along the lines of if you give, we can do more. Or if you give, it'll be easier for us to do what it is that we're doing. So yeah, if you haven't yet, please consider. If you have, thank you. If you do have some loose change that you're more than happy to send the way of an incredible company that supports creatives of all levels. And that's evident, especially in the current issue of the World of Myth magazine. You look at the gallery, you look at the incredible poetry section, and looking back at previous, from the get-go, the poetry that came through from friends and family, the World of Myth has always been a strong supporter of poets. It's been a great place for poetry to be shared. And numerously, the member of the month has been a poet as well, which I'm not so surprised about, but I'm incredibly pleased to see. And so I've mentioned the GoFundMe page as well, and of course Jessica Alexandria's The Murder Society, released in hardback and ebook. That's out as well. And guess where? You got www.mythmark.com. So I reckon that's it for housekeeping. So let's dive straight in then to the week that was. This is the week where I learned just how difficult it is to do digital art. This is the week where I said to my daughter, draw me a picture. And she rolled her eyes and went, I don't know what to draw. And all of the ideas that I came up with were poo-hooed. And it's like, no, that's too hard or I'm not inspired. And I said, well, you know what? Teach me how to draw. Teach me how to use this device. And use the program that you use, and you go do-do-do-do-do-do, this layer and that layer and that layer and a bit of color here and produce these amazing, wonderful pictures. Surely it can't be that hard. Let me have a go. Give it here. Let your dad have a crack. And I have discovered just how ridiculously difficult that digital art is to produce. But easier than traditional art, you think? That is very true. When you're drawing by hand with paper and pencil or charcoal or ballpoint pen or crayon or chalk or the digital art is far, far more forgiving. I think for me, I think it's the need for experience. The whole overused analogy, I guess, of practice makes perfect. Practice certainly improves. And this is my, I'm diving straight in and I'm giving it a go. But I'm very, very proud. I got the email this morning from our incredible editor, Stephanie Bardi. Thank you, Luca. Oh. You, were very, very generous in saying yes to my art submission for the gallery. If I were 30 years younger, I would gladly have seen it. No, actually, that's not true. The level of art that we find in the gallery and in the youth gallery, I would almost require an amateur gallery for my piece, I think, regardless of age. I definitely know that I need more practice. And I'm inspired with Steph turning around and going, yes, we will include your creation in our gallery for March. I am inspired to give it another go and to see what I can come up with, hopefully for April. I have thrown down my own gauntlet, and we will see what we come up with. So Boo, do not be surprised if I harass you again and say, draw me a picture. But I'm going to borrow the iPad too, and I'm going to draw my own picture. Okay, that was a bad, really. Big news for me as well. I have been inspired by Mr. David K. Montoya, and Tom as well has inspired me to venture into the gritty realm of crime fiction. So there was a November novel writing submission that I came up with a few years ago, and I have dug it back up. I found the first 3,000 words, and I've submitted that. I'm dipping my toe into the crime noir genre. And so that's something that I'm excited about for coming out in the March edition as well, magazine number 124. And of course, there's going to be Pay As You Fail Part 31, I reckon. So we're ramping that one up. And of course, The Teacher is up to chapter. It might even be. I'm actually working with a friend from work who's helping me to edit the chapters for that with a September release date planned, which is pretty cool. It's fun to write a follow up to The Neighbor. The Neighbor was an enjoyable story to sort of dig back up from the archives of old. And yeah, sort of have a bit of a play around with that and to work with Steph on creating the manuscript, creating the book. It's been a fun process. Oh, speaking of books, don't forget as well that there is the open and the new anthology that's coming out, the Traditional Monsters anthology from Darkness is now open for submission. So make sure that you work on your submission for that, as well as for the Open Contract Challenge. The Traditional Monsters one isn't actually due until August, but I know they want a bumper edition, like loads of stories. So I think vampires, zombies, skeletons, lab created monsters. like now, maybe. Yeah, make sure that you you jump on the website and check out the that call. I think that's a great opportunity for all of us to share our favorite monster stories. So yeah, that'll be kind of cool. So what have we been up to this week? We have celebrated somebody turning 14.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Says the birthday girl. That's right. Yes, friends and family. We've all sort of gathered for. I can't believe my youngest is now 14. That makes me feel incredibly old. No, I was 30 when you were born. What, 30 still? Yes? Yes. Yes. Oh, nice. So, yeah, God bless you on that. Definitely. Yeah, cool. Girl power, as a slight tangent, were you there with us when we watched the Marvel?
Yeah.
So, leading on from Captain Marvel, I don't think you even saw Captain Marvel, did you? No. So, I think my wife and I often take our eldest to the Marvel movies in the cinema, and that's like just something that we do. But we had to get Disney Plus. We couldn't find the Marvel. What is it with Disney and not making DVDs anymore? I don't understand that. That's not something that makes sense to me, but then I guess I'm of the era where DVDs were an important medium. And I'm finding also in the local library where I work, the community that I live in, has been deemed low socioeconomic. And so a lot of our community members don't have the funds to purchase streaming subscriptions. And so they're reliant on DVDs, or they don't have a good enough internet connection in order to make use of streaming services. So it's very, very important for us then as a community service to be able to supply this type of medium for our members to borrow. So that I can see what Disney are trying to achieve. They're trying to get more people to subscribe to their service and to pay monthly to access these films and shows and the such. I get that, I can understand that, but to stop production of this medium, the DVD, is it too soon? I believe it's too soon for especially for Australia, especially for many of those remote communities. I know people that are still using the VHS tapes, the videotapes, that they're picking up videotapes whenever they can from garage sales and such, simply because their grandkids want to watch those films, and they don't have a DVD player, so the only way that they can actually show those films is the videotape. So, yeah, it's rare, but it does happen. But anyway, what were your thoughts on the Marvels? Miss Boo?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Mm-hmm. What was your favourite part? Did you without, so we've basically come into watching the film, some of us having seen Captain Marvel, but not all of us. None of us having seen the Miss Marvel TV show that was on Disney Plus, about the Indian, the young Indian girl who, no, I'm looking at you trying to trigger the memory of myself, and it seems to be working. Yes, Miss Marvel, none of us had seen that. I don't know whether we've sort of got friends giving us sort of suggestions not to watch it, maybe. I don't know. For whatever reason, we didn't see it. So we're sort of going in blind, not knowing at all about this character. And it was interesting for me. I mean, my daughters seemed to love it. It was very girl power. It was very, like, three incredible female lead characters overcoming their own professional doubts, problems, also finding a way to work together, but then also having a female villain as well, I think. Yeah, it was a very incredibly powerful message of girl power and girls are amazing and girls can do anything. And I think my wife loved it because of that. My daughters loved it because of that. But I think for myself and my son, we were hoping for something in the similar vein of Captain Marvel. There was a lot of girl power there as well that I remember. But there was, I don't know, more action, adventure. I guess it was background story as well. And I think there was a lot of assumed in, when you were watching, you sort of needed to know that background stuff already. It didn't feel the same. It was a bit like Wonder Woman, so sort of leaping into DC now, away from Marvel and into DC. It was kind of like Wonder Woman, the original film, was amazing and great and huge girl power. That was incredible. And then Wonder Woman 1984 seemed to be more of a love story. I mean, not to say that the Marvel, well, was a love story. It certainly was not a love story. But I think, unless you love, like, weird alien cats, and that.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite. That,
yes, sorry. That was your favorite part, was all the kittens.
Sorry.
For those who haven't seen it, you have to see this film. That's just the funniest scene. remembering it now. And you have to understand as well, we are a four cat family. We're a household where we regularly have anywhere between one to two to four cats living here in the house at the time. Right now we've got Max, we've got Ginger, we've got Patchy, and we've got Sylvie. And Patchy and Sylvie do not get along.
Didn't we have like 5 or 6
that one time? No, I don't remember. Maybe. I think I've blocked that from my memory. but anyway, yes. So you have to understand when you're watching the Marvels, if you choose to watch the Marvels on Disney Plus, I'm not endorsing Disney Plus in any way, shape, or form. But sadly, it is the only way to access the most recent Disney shows and the most recent Disney films. Except for Legion, which we most certainly do not endorse. If you do, or if you have seen it, please understand that, we are a 4-cat family. Sometimes possibly 6 cats for maybe a week before we give them back. Anyway, the point is that great film, wonderful theme, very, very funny, very, very powerful. Watch it with your daughters and possibly watch it with your son. What else have we been up to? We had really, really, really hot weather for multiple days in a week. The real highlight for us has been celebrating. It has been hotter, yes. The hot weather is not nice. For those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm sure cold weather is not nice at the moment either. Coming into spring, you are now, where we're sort of having a weird autumn fall weather at the moment, where it might be hot, it might be cold, it might be raining, who knows what's going on. So for those of you working in Fahrenheit, that's around the high 90s into the low 100s. The other thing that's happened is my son is now old enough to drive, and is old enough to drive without supervision. So this is weird for us as well. The whole going down to our capital city, Adelaide, about an hour away, looking at a car with him, and then buying that car. The whole idea of doing that is has been very, very interesting. 1, 2, 3. And we're back. So it's been very, very interesting having him basically decide, you know what, I'm going to go for a drive. It's 11 o'clock at night, but I'm going to go and see if the lights are on at the outdoor basketball court that we've got by the river. Or I'm going to go around to a friend's place to show off my new car. It's been a very strange and unique experience for us as parents now. We've basically done the upbringing of our 3 kids. We're at the point now where our soon-to-be 18-year-old is discovering finally his complete independence, but he's still relying on us as a roof over his head, as a support, as an advice. It was interesting last night. I was showing him how to put fuel in his car, and that was a near disaster. So it's lovely that there are still some things that we can teach, even though would you agree that your brother thinks he knows everything?
Yeah.
Like literally everything. So it's nice to have a moment where we get to go, this is something that we can show you, this is something that you do need to learn, and it's something that you get to learn from us. So that's a nice moment. So what else are we up to? What else has been happening? Oh, your sister's got a new job.
Yeah.
And you need a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if there's anybody out there that...
Entire family.
No, we have a new cheap shop in our community, but the it's got good quality stock, and it was looking for young employees with customer service experience. And sadly, the laws here in Australia say that you cannot work officially until you are at least 14 years old. And so it's impossible to get experience until you're at least 14 years old. And, sadly, the new company, Silly Solly's, I'll say on air, I don't know if there's, Silly Solly's anywhere else in the world. But Murray Bridge now has a Silly Solly's. That's a very red building, and the uniforms are very red. The company has a policy where they do not employ family members or friends, do they? And that's very, we were hoping that the wonderful relationship your mum has with the store manager might be able to get you an opportunity for your first job. So now we're hunting other places for you for your first job, aren't we? Yeah. But meanwhile, it's all school, and the hanging out with dad at home, and yeah, watching horror movies. They're all in Australia. You've done a Google search.
They're only in like South Australia, Queensland, Victoria, New South Wales.
East Coast and South Australia.
Yeah, and then there's absolutely none in like Western Australia, Northern Territory.
Yeah.
We've only got one in SA.
Have we?
The current one is moving back, I don't think.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, there you go. They're slowly working their way around the coast.
They don't even have any in Tasmania.
No, in Tasmania. Oh, well, I'm sure that they will eventually get there. But yes, horror movies. You love to watch horror movies, don't you? But they've got to be good horror movies.
Yeah.
You've seen a few bad horror movies?
Just the recent one. It's not really horror.
Yes. One for... sarcastic, cynical Sally, and moviegoer Grimm. These are the two movie reviewers for the World of Myth magazine. No, these are people. So what are you suggesting they review? Not The Last of Us? No.
Leave the World Behind.
There you go. There's a challenge for you. Sally and Grimm, see what you think of Leave the World Behind. That's your challenge to review. You might be able to do a review. Because here's Dad going, here's an idea. I don't have the time, but you're 14, you're young. You got all the time in the world. But time to draw. We need to get back into drawing again. Yes. Maybe you could do a review. Or you could do a review of scary stories. In the dark. That was good, actually. You and I watched that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Yeah, oh, beautiful. Was it Sam? Rio?
That's not Sam. That's sticker.
That's pretty cool. And you make these yourself, don't you?
I do make stickers, but these are ones that I
don't know. This is Timo? Timu?
Timo.
No?
No, not Timo. Yeah, I think
it's... Yeah, okay. Alright. very good. And we've got the black phone watch. Haven't we? Have you seen that one? Yeah, haven't you? That one's a good one. Yeah. I don't know whether we'll get a chance to watch it today, but that's right. Yes. There's, and here's you and me sitting together going, oh, this is cool. This is a great scene. And then we look over at your mum, and she's like,
eyes wide open.
Yeah. Although, we have been watching some, thriller, crime, detective type thing on Netflix, your mum and all. So she's getting better. She's branching out. It's not just like the, general family, romance-y sort of thing.
That mum usually
likes. She's a lady of many interests.
Except for the last one.
Yeah, no. I don't know anybody, but I love the love book. I'm just trying to think what else is going on. There's been a fair bit happening at work. Yeah, your birthday party was cool. It was a lovely gathering of friends and family, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As every.
I want to make money for Babs.
Yes. You made the cheese and
grapes and strawberries.
That's right, they were fruit for that.
Yes, they weren't for that on the table.
No.
There was food on the table and then toothpicks so that you could make them.
That's right. Did anybody do that?
I did, and then
yes.
Maddie and Tim and all that stuff.
Okay, so you were a trendsetter for your cousin. Yeah.
I love that movie,
though. I think
Lizzie's
more interesting in the Barbies. Yeah. The new mermaid and stuff. Yeah. So it was lovely. Lovely just to have everybody together. And it was a really, really hot day. And it was like a moment where we were like, should we cancel? This is going to be really, really difficult to do. But it all.
The guests were coming.
Yeah. But it all fell into place and it all worked out well. Didn't it? Yeah. And birthdays are important. Especially the younger you are, the more important they are.
Yeah.
And you are our youngest. Yeah, you smile.
But I'm not more important than
you. No, true. But birthdays for younger people are more important. Except when it's a special birthday. I think your mum's got a special birthday coming up. Not this year, but next year. But we won't say the number. Yes.
Was that the treasure hunt scavenger thing?
Yeah, I think so.
That wasn't really that big.
No, it wasn't huge. But it was, yeah, it was a nice occasion. What was that? That was the. That's right, and we had the jumping castle, and that was just.
Me and my friends just wanted to stay inside, but we had to go out with all the yucky, smutty little kids.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on. And then we had the neighbours come over, and that was a big day.
And then my friends all got depressed because someone got me a friendship necklace, but there was three of them.
Yeah, that's right. So it was challenging. Indeed. Yeah. So anyway, I reckon we might wind up this episode now. Thank you for joining me, Boo.
But you said there was stuff going on at work.
Oh yes, there was stuff going on. There is stuff going on. There's always stuff going on at work. But big news, gearing up for next week having indoor plant legend Marcus Hammond in the Murray Bridge Library. And playing around with the idea of having local food cookery group Sprout coming as well. yeah, there's a lot going on. Always looking for new, interesting, engaging speakers and different events that we can put on for the community. But doing huge reviews of our library collection, and also where certain things are in the library, how we utilize the space that we've got, and how we try and do more things for more community groups. So yeah, there's always stuff going on, always is evolution happening within libraries. We're trying to be that third space, that community space, trying to be everything for everyone. And that's a challenge that I like. So hopefully next episode I will have the opportunity to review the next 6 months of 2005 for the magazine. Make sure that you get your submissions in for April. And do not forget the open contract challenge. It is just around the corner, people. I cannot stress enough the amazing prize, the wonderful opportunity. And again, I say it for writers of all experiences and all abilities. You've got to be in it to win it. So be in it. Ciao for now.